الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Welcome dear viewers of Madini channel. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, who is the master, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Jiha, we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhi Muridwan. You are watching the early echo. We are going to be listening to a kalam, a very beautiful and amazing kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, by our respected Naad Khan, Khalil Astari, Sallamahul Bari, mashallah. Khake Madina, hoti me khak sar hota. A beautiful kalam we will be listening to inshallah. Aside from that, we will be engaging with our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. And in today's program, we are discussing the miracles of Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam related to his Mubarak Asa and staff. So please stay with us inshallah till the end of today's program. May Allah Azza wa Jalla increase us in our knowledge, in our actions as well, so that we may attain his closeness and proximity. So without any further delay, let's praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the sins that we have committed. Let's get together and make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu, 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 Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai koi na uska hamda hai koi na uska hamda hai ek hi sab ki sunta hai Allahu 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 juz mein wo hai kul mein wo rang o bu hai kul mein wo juz mein wo hai kul mein wo rang o bu hai kul mein wo afghan bulbul mein wo afghan bulbul mein wo nagmate kul kul mein wo allahu 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 allahu
الله 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 الله
بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون چکوڑ کا جانانا
اللہ 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 اللہ
مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلام علیك یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیك یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, marhaba once again to all those who have currently just joined us. We have just praised Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have made His hamd and we seek forgiveness in the court of the Almighty for all our past, current and future sins to be forgiven through the sadaqah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we are aware that these miracles that were granted to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is a sign of their prophethood. Various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, in fact all the Anbiya, all the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla have been granted these signs, these miracles to prove their prophethood. Whenever there were objections, whenever people had denied their prophethood, then these blessed individuals had demonstrated and provided to them evidence in the form of miracles, such as the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla who split the moon in two halves upon the request of the Kuffar of Makkah. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then joined the pieces of those of the moon together, and this was an astonishing event. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, many other miracles of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, of Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Isa alayhi salam, these blessed individuals would show miracles. Like Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would revive the dead, he would cure the leprosy, he would cure the blind. Allahu Akbar. He would make birds from clay and would blow into them and they would have life instantly installed into them, where they would begin to fly. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, when it came to Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Azza wa Jalla had blessed him with miracles as well. All these miracles that were granted to all the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they were given to them in accordance to the need of the time, dear viewers of Madani channel. As we mentioned before as well, for example, in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, science or medicine was at its peak. People had a lot of yaqeen, conviction in medicine itself. Everything was medicine. It was science, dear viewers of Madani channel. But those people, despite reaching the heights of technology at that time, in that era, they could not revive the dead. Even today as well, chahe zamana kitna hi tarakki kyun na kar le, lekin murde ko zinda karna, Allahu Akbar. A person who is born blind, Allahu Akbar. These various miracles, they of course could not provide any medicine for them, but Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted this ability and power to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they seen his powers and abilities and his miracles, then they believed in him. Some who believed in him, of course, became Muslims, and those who denied him had faced the torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nonetheless, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, magic, jadu, was at its peak, dear viewers of Madani Channel. People had yaqeen, people had trust, people had conviction in this, that those who could perform magic are to be the greatest of people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, has come with the message of Allah Azza wa Jal to preach to them. It was the holy staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is commonly known as Asai Musa. Several miracles exhibited by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam were by the virtue of this holy staff, dear viewers of Madani Channel. These miracles have been mentioned by the Holy Quran Pak under different topics repeatedly. The history of the staff is very ancient, and it comprises of hundreds of historical events that impart thousands of moral lessons, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If only, inshallah, we could focus on few lessons, it will have a different impact on our lives, inshallah. Those who possess the spiritual insight can avail the light of guidance from these events mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. The staff, which was tall, as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to the description I'm giving you, dear viewers, this staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tall as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 arms length, approximately 15 feet, as mentioned by the scholars of Islam. There's a very beautiful book known as Quranic Wonders. And in this book known as Quranic Wonders, the scholars of Islam have mentioned that five things descended from paradise with Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one is Oud, this beautiful fragrance which people apply, mashallah, which is known as Oud. This has come from Jannah, subhanallah, with Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which was made up of the great wood, Salvadura, which is known as Pilu. This tree, besides this, the leaves of the fig tree, Hajar-e Aswad in Makkatul Mukarrama, and the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. These are those Mubarak and blessed things which came with Hadrat-e Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Jannah. And this can be found in the tafasir, in the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak. For example, Tafsir al-Thawi, you will find this beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. After Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the holy staff was passed on as a prophetic heritage to several distinguished Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one after the other. Then finally, this staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, who was a Nabi sent to the people of Madyan. Furthermore, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Egypt all the way to Madyan, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam got his blessed daughter Hazrat Sayyidatuna Safura radiyallahu anha married with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam served Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, his father-in-law, for 10 years, dear viewers. He alayhi salam would herd the goats of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam during that period. And at that time, upon receiving the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam gave the holy staff to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was upon the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left Madian after he married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam, and with his blessed wife, as he traveled, Allahu Akbar, he left from Madian, then he reached a sacred valley called Tuwa. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with the glimpse of his divine light and raised his rank by bestowing him with the prophethood at that time, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The Holy Quran Pak has described this beautiful parable and mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's recite the verses of the Holy Quran Pak, and let's, subhanallah, listen to the ayat which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran Pak with regards to this, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to this, وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. الله أكبر. الله عز وجل asked him, and what is this in your right hand, O Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام? He submitted. قال هي عصاي, this is my staff. I lean on it, I knock down leaves for my sheep with it, and there are many other works from it. Allahu Akbar. There are many other works that I take from this. In this context, dear viewers of Madinah channel, Ma'aribu Ukhra. If you focus on this words of the Holy Quran, the scholars of Islam have mentioned Hazrat Allama Abul Barakat Abdullah bin Ahmad Nasafi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who is a very great commentator, Allahu Akbar, very great scholar of Islam. He has mentioned with regards to this, he says, what else work or what other work did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam take from his staff? Because when Allah Azza wa Jalla asked him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ, what do you have in your right hand? He said, it is my staff. And when he was asked, what do you do with this? He said that there are many other works that I take from the staff. So what are the other works that he would take from the staff? Here we go, dear viewers, as this great personality, Abdullah bin Ahmad Nasafi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has mentioned, holding it and walking, taking its support. Sometimes Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would talk to his staff to pass time. The staff became a tree and providing shade during the daytime for him. It would become into a tree and protect him from the heat, dear viewers. In the night time, two forked branches of the staff would glow and provide light for him. Allahu Akbar. Using it as a protection against enemies, wild beasts, snakes and scorpions as well. Furthermore, he has mentioned that as and when required, the staff would turn into a tree and would bear beautiful fruits for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Even when he would peg or hoist his staff into the ground, water would emerge, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. At the time of taking out water from the well, Allahu Akbar, the staff would turn into a rope and its two forked branches would turn into a bucket and would, in this way, he would take out water from the well. So there are many things, dear viewers of Madini channel, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would take or would use his staff to do. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to perform these actions with his staff. And when he alayhi salatu wasalam went to the court of Fir'aun to guide him towards the right path, the Pharaoh, and there were many Pharaohs, denied Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and blamed him to be a magician. As I mentioned now, in his time, magic was at its peak and they blamed him for being a magician. This is exactly what the people of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, such as Abu Jahl, all these enemies of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, despite being guided, despite being said and mentioned several times what is the truth, but those people denied the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and called him a magician as well. Na'udhu billah, ala ya'udhu billah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us and may Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us on the righteous path, dear viewers. Day after, wonderful miracles were exhibited through the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How his staff was a means of destruction for the magicians of the Pharaoh is what we will be discussing, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So before we go there, let's listen to a beautiful, fragrant kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. As I mentioned earlier, khake Madina hoti mein khak sar hota. Allahu Akbar. Bada pyara kalam hai. And we are going to listen to this beautiful Naati Rasul Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do return, we are moving to the next part of the program, mentioning how the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned into a serpent. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina. خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا۔
آقا گئے کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے، صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا۔
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مدینہ ہوتا،
بے کس کو گر بلاتے، بے کسوں کے آقا، وہ بے کسوں کے آقا بے کس کو گر بلاتے، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا۔ زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر، دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا، ان کے قریب بستا، ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا۔
سار ہوتا طیبہ بلائے مدینہ کا، میرا ذکر ہوتا،
مر مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، اور میں غبار بن کر، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا۔ چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو کے سمجھا بجا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مسیح ہوتا
سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
بات ہے مدینہ کی. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینہ چینل, دس واز اے بیوٹیفل کلام. خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. مے اللہ عز و جل ٹیک اس آل ٹو دی بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینہ المنورہ اینڈ مکہ المکرمہ, زادہ اللہ شرفا وتعظیمہ. سنس دی بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیڈ پلیسڈ ہز مبارک قدم اینڈ سٹیپ انٹو دی لینڈ آف مدینہ, today this is that city. Dear viewers of Madina channel, ki sari duniya mein in the entire world there is no city or country for whom so many poems and couplets have ever been composed, jiski jinki shaan mein itne qasaid ya itne kalam likhe gaye hon. It is only Madinatul Munawwara. The reason for this, dear viewers of Madina channel, is because the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. He made dua for the love of Madina to grow into the hearts of people, and therefore we all love Madinatul Munawwara, as the poet says so beautifully. And this is none other than Amir Ahle Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya. He says so beautifully in his kalam, بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں, میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں. And in the closing couplet of this kalam, he says very very beautifully,
مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا پیارا, مدینہ اس لیے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دلبر مدینے میں, کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دلبر مدینے میں.
اللہ اکبر. It is through the arrival of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because he resides in Madinatul Munawwara. This Madina has attained the status, as another poet says so beautifully, aapke kadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein zarra zarra roshan hai aaj bhi Madine ka. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us a true and haqeeqi love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everything which is attached to the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, now let's go to the next part of discussing the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. There are so many miracles, dear viewers of Madini channel. One of the miracles is that once the Pharaoh, meaning Firaun, had arranged for a huge carnival that gathered and gathered all the magicians of his kingdom in order to defeat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what the Pharaoh would always want to do, to defeat and show his strength and his power. However, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the midst of this carnival, which were hundreds of magicians and thousands of people that gathered around the viewers to witness this defeat, to see how is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam going to be defeated. Allahu Akbar. So on one side stood a large number of magicians holding their magic devices in their hands, and Allahu Akbar. On the other hand stood alone Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. These magicians swore by the grace of the Fir'aun and asked Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, at first, before they could even do anything, should we go first or would you go first? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, all alone, yet he is determined, dear viewers, against all these magicians. He stands on one side, challenging and facing a hundreds of magicians. But he has no fear. At that time, he is dominant against all of them. The magicians swore by the grace of Fir'aun and threw their sticks and ropes onto the ground. Suddenly, these devices, meaning the ropes and sticks that they had in their hands, turned into snakes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. And they began moving around the entire place. When the people had seen this, Fir'aun himself, his chest pumped with pride. It swelled with pride to see that these are the magicians that he owns or that work for him. Allahu Akbar. People began to clap hands and to make noise upon the victory of the magicians, to see what a great magic they could perform, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Nonetheless, now they looked at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and thought to themselves, now Musa alayhi salam will show us what he has. And Musa alayhi salam at that time had his staff with him. Allahu Akbar. Upon receiving the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam placed his holy staff onto the ground. And he placed his staff between those snakes that were on the ground. Allahu Akbar. The blessed staff turned into a huge, big, horrifying serpent that swallowed all of those snakes of the magicians. Upon witnessing this miracle, all those magicians admitted and submitted to their defeat, dear viewers. They admitted their defeat and they submitted to Allah Azza wa Jalla in this way. And they said wholeheartedly, Amanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. Allahu Akbar, we brought faith in him who is the Lord of Harun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now the Quran has described and mentioned their defeat, how they were defeated and how they brought faith and iman upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's listen to the ayat and verses of the Holy Quran. If I can allow these verses to increase your iman, allow these verses of the Holy Quran Pak to instill fear in your hearts for Allah Azza wa Jalla, because this is a trait and a quality of a true believer. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to this, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that when the verses or when the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is taken before any person, he experiences a fear within his heart. When the ayat and verses of the Quran are recited before him, his iman increases and he places his trust and tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. So here we recite these ayat inshallah only so that we could attain barakah and blessing from the Holy Quran Pak. Let's love the Quran and let's listen to this verse, how Allah had described this entire parable. Let's listen to this, dear viewers. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى
الله أكبر سبحان الله. The translation of this verse, dear viewers of Madani channel, they have said, O Musa, either you throw or shall we throw first? Either you throw first or shall we throw first? Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, rather you may throw first. They upon their robes and their staff by their strength of their magic appeared to him to be as snakes. Allahu Akbar. These snakes were running. Allahu Akbar. Now what happened next, dear viewers of Madani channel? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then experienced some sort of fear in his heart. When he experiences fear, Allahu Akbar. We said, do not fear. It is you who is dominant. Allahu Akbar. Kulla la takhaf innaka antal a'la. Why do you fear when it is you who is dominant? Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said this to him, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, wa alqi ma fi yaminika talqaf ma sana'u. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded him and said to him, and cast down what is in your right hand, it will swallow their fabrications. Allahu Akbar. It will swallow their fabrications. What they have made is a trick of the magician. And the magician does not prosper. Allah Azza wa Jalla had said this in the Quran Park that magicians would never prosper anyway he comes. Therefore, all the magicians were put down to prostrate. They said, Amanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. We believe in him who is the Lord of Harun and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, they all had surrendered at this beautiful and magnificent miracle demonstrated by Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They had hundreds of snakes hissing all over the area and place, dear viewers of Madani channel. But Allahu Akbar, at that time, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam did not fear when Allah Azza wa Jalla said to him, Kulla la takhaf innaka antal a'la. It is you who will be dominant. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then was granted tranquility and contentment, peace of heart and mind when he witnessed how this asa and the staff of his had swallowed all those other fabrications. We didn't say it was a trick of the eye. It was some sort of jadu which people could see that was snakes, but it was the help of shaitan. It was through the tricks of the devil and shaitan that it appeared to be as snakes, but they weren't in reality. But what was demonstrated by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was reality, dear viewers. It is a miracle which Allah had blessed him with. And when people had seen this, imagine, let alone the crowd, even the magicians themselves prostrated and accepted their defeat, and they brought Iman in Islam upon Allah Azza wa Jal and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So from this we learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many amazing miracles of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, but Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, these miracles were given as per need, as per situation. But our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not come with just one or two miracles. Rather, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is miracle himself, dear Lord. Allah Hazrat farmate hain,
Mujze Anbiya ko Khuda ne diye, Mujze Anbiya بن کر آیا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولی اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی
خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھیلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی کون دے تاغے دینے کو بھو چاہیے کون دے تاغے دینے کو بھو چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا سب سے بالا اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی
اللہ اکبر ایوری تھنگ ان دس ورلڈ از سبسروینٹ ٹو آور بیلوڈ نبی محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لیو الون that the ummatis follow the orders of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam but when you flip through the pages of the history and when you learn dear viewers of Madani channel from time to time just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam migrated just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was challenged by these kuffar by these tyrant enemies likewise our beloved nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam was also oppressed dear viewers in various ways but the prophet of Allah azza wa jalla continued propagating the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He never stopped in his mission, despite having so much of power, despite having the ability to take revenge. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated sabr and patience, perseverance, love and affection. All he given was love, dear viewers. Nonetheless, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is how Fir'aun and his people had faced disgrace, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah, kya kahe Madine ki? What can be said about the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, about these beautiful personalities, dear viewers, that walked the surface of this earth once upon a time, physically. And Allahu Akbar, even now to dear viewers, their blessings are found, they are alive. And Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rozi for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it forbidden upon the earth to eat, consume the bodies of these blessed individuals, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. They are alive and Allah provides rozi and sustenance for them. Now the next part inshallah which we move towards is with regard to the Bani Israel and these are the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many parables have been mentioned about them in the Holy Quran Pak, how these people, the Bani Israel, had treated Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he provided man and salwa for them by his supplication and dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how water emerged and 12 springs had emerged for these people is what we will mention after listening to this Madani pearl. Stay tuned with us till the end of our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the morning, spies of Fir'aun, they told him that the place where Bani Israel gathered last night, they've left that place during the night time. None of them are present over there. Now once Fir'aun became aware of this, he became furious, he became enraged, and straight away commanded that best of the horses and horse riders should gather. And in one narration, it is stated that there was an army of 70,000 horse riders leading this army and rest of the army was beyond count. In Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is stated that there was an army of 7 million horse riders and in Tafsir Azizi, it is stated that there were 100,000 archers, 100,000 spearmen and 100,000 mace bearers. Those soldiers who could strike the opponent with the use of mace. So, with this huge army, Fir'aun, he covered this great journey, this great distance, very quickly and reached Bani Israel by the afternoon time. Now, by looking at the army of Fir'aun, Bani Israel, they became extremely worried and they asked Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that where shall we go now? Army of Fir'aun is after us. They're almost there. They found us. Where shall we go now? Now, upon this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that do not lose hope. My Lord is with me who will guide me. Allah Almighty is with me who will guide me. Who shall guide me? Now, a revelation was revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Musa, strike the river with your staff and say, split open and give us way. Now, this was the revelation that was revealed upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam followed the command that was given in this wahi, that was given in this revelation. Now, as soon as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the river with his staff, a very strong wind blew with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that split the water. Split the water, creating path in it. And it's not only that only one path was created in there, but there were 12 paths that were created inside the river. And all this happened by the virtue of the strike of the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was a great miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, 12 paths, they were created within the river Nile. And water stood in between every single path as a wall. Look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness that He blessed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with, that not only 12 paths are created, but water, it stood in between every single path in the shape of a wall. Now, after all these paths were created and these walls of water were created that were separating each and every path from the other, sun instantly dried the entire ground. And now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the Bani Israel to go in these paths, to enter in these paths. But the Bani Israel, they did not have the courage of going in these paths, thinking that they may drown. They thought that if we enter these paths, then the water will join up and we will drown. Now, who was the first one to go and enter those paths? It was Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam who led his horse inside those paths. He was the first one who went in that path, and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was the second one who followed him. Thereafter, when Bani Israel saw Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam entering the paths, then they also followed the suit out of compulsion. They also entered the river Nile in those 12 paths. Now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he also entered after all the Bani Israel had entered those 12 paths. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the last one to enter. As there were 12 paths that were created, the tribes of Bani Israel were also 12. So every single tribe, they went on a separate track, on a separate path, and this way every single tribe had a separate path for themselves. Now one group said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Musa, we don't know whether our other groups are still alive or drowned. Upon this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the walls of the water with his blessed staff again, and it formed see-through windows through those water walls, due to which those tribes could see each other and could also talk to each other. Again, this is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power and miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that through the strike of his staff, there were see-through windows being formed in those water walls. And now that Bani Israel, as they were crossing the river, they could speak to each other and they could also see each other.
Welcome back, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, and we are discussing the miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In a nutshell, dear viewers, at the end, we have just few minutes before we come to the end of our program. Once again, shukran to all the viewers of Madani Channel that have been part and parcel of our program over the years. Alhamdulillah, through your support, alhamdulillah, we are able to continue with these programs. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a true love for our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Follow his sunnah, read his seerah, and convey this message to others only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day.